It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm going to take you to an art gallery today. I've called and made arrangements so that we can go in just a little bit, but I want to show you some of the pictures that we'll see there, some of the paintings that we'll see in the art gallery. This is one by an American whose name is Sargent. Painting of a boy. Here's one by a Dutchman by the name of Van Gogh. And this one by a Spaniard whose name is Miro. Look at all the different shapes in here. You can see all kinds of faces and things in that one. One of the things that we'll do when we get to the art gallery is to look and listen carefully. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, you will learn a lot of things carefully. Look, 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 and listen. And of course, the things to listen for in an art gallery are the thoughts that you have as you look carefully at the paintings that you see. When we get there, we'll meet Bay Judson, who is the person who will show us around the art gallery. I hope you enjoy it. Come with me to the Neighborhood Art Gallery.
Glad you could come over today.
Thank you. Well, I wanted my friends to meet you. This is Bay Judson, who's going to show us the paintings here. I'd like to take a look at this one.
Well, this is an interesting painting. It was done by Edward Hicks about 100 years ago.
100 years ago? Looks like a farm to me.
Yes, this is the farm where he grew up with his adopted parents. You can see them down here in the corner.
Oh, when did he paint this? How old was he?
Well, he was a grown-up when he painted this, and he wanted to remember what his life was like when he was about 5 years old.
I see. So he must have remembered those pigs and the cows. And what do you suppose is going on up here?
Well, that's a cider press, and they're making some cider so that they'll have something good to drink.
There's something to see everywhere, and here's a little person here. Gee, you could spend a whole day on one painting, couldn't you?
You sure could.
There's so many here I'd like to see.
Well, let's look over here a little bit.
All right. Oh, here's the one with the seals.
Just look how happy they are.
Yeah, they do look like they're having a good time, don't they? When I see this painting, I always see a new seal that I haven't seen before.
And they all look real happy. This one down here even caught a fish.
These two look like they're talking.
Yeah, they do.
You know, if you stand back, you can see even more times. And that big wave.
You can almost hear it crashing down.
If you look carefully and don't say a word, you can sometimes just feel that you're there. I love being here.
Can we see some others?
Sure.
Some paintings. Could you tell me, might we see one of these three anytime soon?
Oh, let's look around. We just might find one of them.
Ah, let's go over to this one. This looks familiar, Bay.
That's a portrait, Fred, of Homer St. Gaudens.
Is that his name?
That's his name. And that boy grew up to be a director of this museum.
Now, take a look at our three postcards again. And see if any one of them looks like this painting. That's it. It's a lot smaller than the real painting itself. But that's it. Well, that's one of our three. Is this his mother back here?
That's his mother, and she's reading out loud to him. He had to sit for a real long time for that portrait, and she was trying to keep him amused.
Oh, you mean the painter would have been out here actually painting both of them like that?
For hours and hours. And he just had to sit still as a statue.
He looks a little bored, doesn't he?
I think he wants to go outside and play with his friends.
There's a portrait of a little girl. You know that one by Renoir in the pink dress? Is it anywhere near?
Yeah.
I'd like to show my friends that one.
Oh, all the rosy colors?
Yeah.
Let's look around the corner.
All right. There are paintings of everything here. Children and animals, and landscapes.
Well, you can paint anything that you can think of.
Oh, there she is. That's what I wanted to show my friends. So soft. You almost feel it, you know?
Fred, I like the way you don't touch the painting. That's one of our rules here at the museum.
You are not allowed to touch them, no.
This is just such a soft painting. It looks to me as though she were outdoors in her backyard, probably on a summer day. This was painted in France, by the way, about 100 years ago.
And Renoir did it.
Yes, he had a beautiful way of putting the paint on. I think he loved the way it felt on the end of his brush.
And you can tell by the little cards on the side, can't you, who painted them and what it's called?
Yeah, this one tells us that the painter is Pierre-Auguste Renoir, and the name of the painting is Petite Fille en Rose, Little Girl in Pink.
Little Girl in Pink.
She just looks so happy. I think she's really enjoying herself today.
I love to see these paintings here. There's so many great ones. So many different kinds and sizes. Nice.
Fred, we even have paintings by the same artist that look very, very different.
What do you mean?
Well, for instance, here, you can see lots of little different brush strokes. Whereas over here, in another painting by the same artist, you don't notice all those little brush strokes so much. Child Hassan painted this painting about 17 years before he painted the other one we were just looking at. And of course, it's very different. It shows a city in the wintertime, people walking around with umbrellas and overcoats.
Oh, yes. And the other one, of course, shows the summertime at the seashore with no people. But the same person painted both those paintings. Oh, what's that one over there?
That's A Picnic by Maurice Prendergast.
A Picnic. Oh, it's big.
I know some children who love to just jump right in this painting and explore.
Pretend that they're jumping in, yes. How do you do? I've come to this picnic. Are you having egg salad or tuna fish? Exactly. Look at all these people.
Yeah, there's some over here, too.
You do feel as if you could be part of it. But wouldn't it be fun to paint such a huge thing?
It sure would. Say, Fred, have you ever done finger painting?
Finger painting, yes.
Because there's a painting right around the corner that's a lot like finger painting. You might like to show your friends.
Anything to do with this?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see it. Goodbye, picnic people. How do you find your way around this big place?
Well, I'm here every day, so I'm pretty used to it. It's almost like my second home.
I guess so. Mighty beautiful. Oh, that's what we want to see. It's on a wall all by itself. There it is. It's the Van Gogh, isn't it?
It sure is.
This really does look like a finger painting here. But he used brushes, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He used brushes to make all these straight lines here. And then look over here, they're little dots. Mm-hmm. And if you follow these lines back up in here, it's almost like a patchwork quilt. And they kind of lead you zigzagging up into the sky, where you find lots of curvy, squishy shapes.
And just feel the way he must have done that. You could make your own. All right, Bay. What about this one? Where is that?
Let's go find it, Fred.
All right. Every time you turn a corner in this place, it changes so. I mean, the paintings are so different in here.
This part has some really big paintings with interesting shapes.
That's what we're looking for. This is the Miro.
That's right.
I think this looks like a moose.
I think so, too. There are lots of interesting shapes in this painting. Look at the big circle. Mm-hmm. And the little one inside.
That's like the eye.
Yeah. And there's some squares here. There's one yellow square. It's the only patch of yellow in the whole painting.
This one.
Oh, and over here. This is an interesting shape. One of the children who came to the museum said that that shape reminded her of a helicopter.
It does, doesn't it? People must have lots of different ideas as to what these shapes look like. It's like a dream, isn't it?
Yeah. You can really imagine a lot of different things when you look at a painting like that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good part about looking. What you imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at those. They look like chickens or something. What do you think they look like?
Well, they kind of remind me of doves.
Everybody has different ideas. I wonder what the artist thought of. Enormous canvases in here and bright colors.
I think they make the museum a really happy place.
You said that the museum was sort of like another home for you. Does it have rooms like kitchens and bathrooms and things like that, like a home would?
Yeah, it does. Would you like to see them?
I would.
Okay.
I'd like to show my friends important rooms like that.
Let's go.
I sure like this, too.
Now we're going to see a bathroom.
All right.
It's right around the corner.
Good.
And through this door.
Oh, this is a bright room with mirrors and a sink. In fact, lots of sinks and lots of toilets.
Of course, you know, there are a lot of bathrooms just like this all over the museums and the gallery. Mm-hmm. Let's go see the kitchen now.
All right, the kitchen.
Here's the kitchen.
Oh, it's a big one. The huge refrigerator.
Here's a can opener.
Yes, pots and pans and stove and sink. They must make a lot of food here.
They do. They prepare lots and lots of food to serve in the cafeteria.
That's where the people eat it, huh?
Yes, you can come at lunchtime and have sandwiches and snacks and be real comfortable.
I see. Well, thank you for showing us these different rooms, Bay, and particularly for showing us the paintings. I just wondered if you had any favorite painting.
Well, that's a hard question, because I think that my favorite painting changes almost every day.
Changes?
Yes, I change inside, and I just like a different painting.
So it's how you feel inside that is what determines how you look through your eyes. Well, I'm mighty glad that you felt like allowing us to be with you today.
You're always welcome, and your friends are always welcome at the museum, Fred. Museums are for everyone.
Thank you, Bay. Hope to see you soon again. That's the way out, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you. Come along. Did you get the feeling of how big that gallery was? Sometimes it's hard to realize on television how big something really is. Because, you know, everything on television is just a picture. Just moving pictures. Yeah. We'll get the trolley. Trolley? Let's make believe that everybody knows about King Friday's drawing contest. And everybody wants to be a part of it, even those who live in other neighborhoods. Okay, trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, hi, trolley. I sure like your new guardrail. Uncle Friday's having a judging stand put up, and we don't want anyone on your tracks. Oh, yes, I like to draw. Thanks. I'm just doing it for fun. Everybody seems to be drawing these days. Thanks, you too.
I'll give you a 10 for it.
Oh, Lady Elaine, you startled me.
I said I'll give you a 10 for it.
You mean my drawing?
Sure. You know how to draw, and I have a 10. So I'll just buy it from you.
Lady Lane, I was drawing it for the contest.
Well, that's great. That is exactly why I want it.
Lady Lane, you can't enter somebody else's drawing.
Oh, looks like big things are going on around here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Uncle Fred is having a judging stand built.
And he really doesn't need it, because I win everything anyway.
Well, people can still like you even when you don't win, Lady Elaine.
Who says so?
I do. Oh, I have a letter for someone in this neighborhood.
It's probably for the king. Somebody's drawing. Let me have it.
Oh, no, it's not for you, Lady Elaine.
I'm going to win this contest.
Well, this isn't for the king.
No, it's for X the Owl.
Well, who do you suppose is sending him such a big thing?
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to find and deliver it to him. Speedy delivery. Good day. That's my job. Bye.
Speedy delivery.
Are you sure you won't sell it for a 10?
Oh, come on, Lady Elaine, you could make one of your own.
Oh, rats.
Speedy delivery, X the Owl.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, how in the world are you?
I'm fine, thank you, X. I have a big delivery here for you.
Oh, is it from the Owl Correspondence School, the OCS?
I don't know.
Well, let's find out.
Should I help you open it?
Oh, yes, please.
All righty.
Meow.
Oh, hi, Henrietta.
Oh, hi, Henrietta.
Meow, you doing?
Well, Mr. McFeely's helping me to open this big letter that I got.
Meow, you from?
Oh, we don't know, but isn't it big?
Meow, say.
Should I open it now, Ed?
Oh, yeah, please.
All righty.
Let's see what
it says here. There we go. It says, Dear X, I have a drawing for the contest. I am coming to visit tomorrow, and it's signed, Big Bird.
Big is coming tomorrow?
Oh, that's what it says. I didn't know you were a friend of Big Bird's, X.
Oh, I'm a friend of every bird, but Big Bird is one of my biggest friends.
Meow, 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 what?
Oh, you are, Henrietta, but I mean, when you get a big letter from Big Bird, I mean, that's really something. Tomorrow, he's coming tomorrow. Boy, tomorrow. I'd better make some plans. Gee, tomorrow.
Well, let me know if I can help you, X.
Oh, I sure will, Mr. McFeely, and thanks for bringing me the big news. Thanks a lot.
There goes your letter.
See you later.
Goodbye, X. Goodbye to you, Henrietta. More deliveries to make. Good day. Speedy delivery to you.
Henrietta, what's wrong?
Meow, nothing.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure, meow.
Did you get hurt somehow?
Meow.
Where does it hurt?
Meow, where?
Everywhere?
Meow, my feelings.
Oh, somebody hurt your feelings.
Meow.
Who?
Meow Bird.
Big Bird? I didn't even know he was here.
Meow coming tomorrow.
But how could he have hurt your feelings?
Meow, X so excited, meow.
Oh, X was excited about Big Bird's coming and your feelings got hurt.
Meow, gets excited, meow, me.
But you're his neighbor, Henrietta.
Meow thought, meow, your best friend.
You probably are.
Meow anymore.
Oh, Henrietta, won't you stay and talk about it some more?
Meow today.
Okay, but will you call me whenever you need me?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Toots. Come over here and spill the beans. So, what was it? Bad news for Henrietta? Did that big letter say that Henrietta could never win any contest? Is that what it said?
No. It said that Big Bird is coming tomorrow.
Well, why did she cry then?
Because she's afraid that X will like Big Bird best.
She's probably just afraid that Big Bird will win the contest.
She didn't say that.
But she doesn't need to be afraid of that because I'm going to win the contest. Wait till I show you my drawing. Here it is. Now, isn't this a winner?
Lady Elaine.
Yes?
This is Van Gogh's Plain of Auvergne.
Well, it's mine now.
You cannot just enter another person's painting in a contest and call it your own.
Oh, you're no fun. You're always making up rules. Someday you'll see. Someday I'm going to win all the gold.
Gold?
Yes. I think that the king's surprise prize is all the gold in the world.
Wherever did you get that idea?
It just came to me. Isn't it great?
Well, he did say that he'd give a hint about the prize today.
Let's go ask him.
All right.
A very good judging stand here. Just excellent. I think it's coming along nicely. Ladies and gentlemen, I am prepared to give the surprise prize for the contest.
What did you say, Uncle Friday?
I'm prepared to give the first hint about the surprise prize.
Good.
The judging stand will soon be completed, and I am prepared to give a hint about the surprise prize.
Just what we came for, Friday. Go ahead.
Fanfare, please. Thank you. The first hint about the surprise prize is that it has many colors.
Gold comes in many colors. Yellow gold, white gold, gold gold.
So does a box of crayons.
The prize is not a box of crayons, although that is a very useful prize.
I knew it. I was right.
What is Fairchild talking about?
She thinks the prize is all the gold in the world because gold comes in many different colors.
I guess each person has his or her own ideas about this contest. Interesting neighborhood.
I'll say. And Big Bird is even coming tomorrow.
He's yellow, just like yellow gold.
Yes, oh, yes, Trolley. Yes, tomorrow then.
So, the surprise prize has many colors. What do you think it might be? Could be a painting. Take a look at these paintings once more and tell me which one Lady Elaine wanted to pretend was hers. The Little Boy by Sargent. This one by Miro. It was this one by Van Gogh, wasn't it? Do you suppose that Lady Elaine thought that this could be the neighborhood of make-believe before there were any buildings there? But it's not fair to use somebody else's work for a contest like that, is it? Certainly isn't. That's somebody else's painting. And anyway, the fun in drawing is the drawing itself. That's what's the best fun about contests like that, doing them. I love to look at paintings. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. Growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You may even want to talk about some paintings or some drawings that you've made with some friends that you have. You always make it a special day. I'll be back.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.